Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM&FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with naturalist for Loayza County Conservation, Laura Semkin, about the Friend of Conservation Award. So Laura, can you begin by briefly describing what the Friend of Conservation Award is and when and how it started?
Yeah, so this award, which was presented by Loayza County Conservation, has been given annually since 2002 to a business, individual, or family who shows outstanding dedication to conservation in Loayza County.
So who was this year's recipient of the award?
This year's recipient of the 2022 Conservation Award was the Shopa family and their friends for their dedication to conservation in this community, and especially over the last 2 years. So in 2021, Loayza County Conservation received a grant to engage the community in connecting with rivers and water quality. And so we paddled and we picked up trash along our waterways in Loayza County, so we kind of dubbed it the pick and paddle year. And then in 2022, Loayza County Conservation received another grant, and this time it was to remove invasive species and pick up trash from our county parks. So we called it the Love Your County Parks program, Lop a Little and Learn a Lot. Basically, Loayza County Conservation provided the dump truck and the means to dispose of all this trash properly. And the Shopa family just kept coming, and their friends were coming. They showed up, and they really gave us a lot of support and provided a lot of the muscle to get that trash out of our waterways and off of our roads and out of our parks.
With the family helping out with these projects, do you find that you get a lot of volunteers for these, or is it something that's difficult to come by?
Let's just say that if you were to look at an individual program for 1 month, it may not seem like a ton of people came. But over the course of the 2 years, we had 188 volunteer engagements, and those volunteers donated over 522 hours to improving our county parks and our water trails and the boat ramps in Loayza County. There was more than 8 tons of trash removed and 304 tires and 15 appliances. So I'd say that people showed up, and a large part of the effort was contributed by the Shopa family and their friends, and that's why we gave them this award and are so appreciative of their family.
Absolutely, and I would imagine that just from what you cleaned up, those tires and appliances, that's just the tip of the iceberg for a river cleanup. I'm sure there's still plenty of work that could be done in the future, correct?
There is work that can be done in the future. Some of it is legacy trash. I call it legacy trash because we used to use our river banks as places to dump trash. I mean, cities did it on purpose, you know, or they told people, you can hold the banks by throwing your trash and burying it to hold the river bank, you know. So that actually happens, or happened. It doesn't happen anymore, but as our rivers change course and soil erodes from the banks, this trash becomes a hazard to people and wildlife, and so it's good to keep at it little by little.
And it certainly helps to have people like the Shopa family who are so willing to join in and make that community better.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have really helped make Loayza County a stronger, healthier community for both people, for each other, for wildlife. So, yeah, it's wonderful.
Now, as the weather starts to turn cold this year, what opportunities or upcoming events are still available for people in Loayza County?
Yes. If you go to our webpage, which is loayzacountyconservation.org, you will find that we don't have any events posted right now, but there's lots coming up. And if you subscribe to our Naturally Loayza County newsletter, you would be kept up to date on everything that's going to be happening. The best way to subscribe to our newsletter is to contact conservation@loayzacountyia.gov. And to answer that question, I can tell you that in December, we will have a Gifts from Nature program, probably Thursday, December 1st. And it has to do with making wreaths for the holiday. And then there'll be a Christmas bird count where volunteers can come and help count birds for the Audubon Society, December 15th.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. Yeah, it starts, well, it's supposed to be a minimum of 8 hours of driving or 8 hours of counting Thursday, December 15th. So we usually meet at the Columbus Junction Public Library at 7:30 a.m. and then we'll go until 4 p.m. And I like to stop for lunch somewhere tasty in Columbus Junction. And then we always host some winter nature camps in between Christmas and New Year's. So those are all things to be looking for in December.
Laura Semkin, I want to thank you for taking the time. One more time, if someone wants to help volunteer for cleanups or help support Loayza County Conservation, what are some ways that they can go about doing that?
Oh, I think the best way would be to give us a call or email us, and our phone number is 319-523-8381, or they can contact us through that email address, conservation@loayzacountyia.gov, and get on our newsletter. Naturally, Loayza County gets sent to them, and then they can find out what's going on and stay up to date.
That was Laura Semkin joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the Friend of Conservation Award. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.